You're in the mix in HD2 sound with tight acoustic bass. It's the NFI giving God the praise.
I'm in production, doing a remix. Worldwide Enigma making platinum hits. New wine coming, get some of this. Stand and give God the praise.
Catch the wave on the NFI.
This is the voice of Doc McKenzie, and I would love to give honor and tribute to some of gospel's legends. We love to give them while they yet live. We love to give flowers. But due to the fact that we know not the minute, not the hour, that the Son of Man shall appear, sometimes we just have to do it in the time that God says so. Thinking right now about the late Brother J.J. Fallon, the Soul Stirrers, who recently passed, I would love to sing this song in tribute to him right now, because it always made me feel good when they stepped up to the microphone and sung a song that said, "Well, you know I'm alive. I'm like a ship that about another one of gospel's legends. At one time he was called the Million Dollar Voice. And when I go way back in the time and think about some of the songs that this young gentleman sung, and I'm talking about none other than the Reverend Claude Jeter, he enthused a lot of people's hearts when he stepped up to the microphone and he would say these words, say, "Oh, there's another one of gospel's specialties. If I must say, was loved all over the world. And right now I'm thinking about none other than the brother Johnny Martin from the Mighty Clouds of Joy. And when I think about the Mighty Clouds of Joy, you know, it always inspires me to be able to say something about them or do something in respect to them, because they have done and they have set such a good trail for gospel, the top group of the nation. And the brother Joe Lagon, which is one of my favorite singers, always makes me feel good. When he walked up to the microphone, he inspired a lot of souls. And gave them hope when he would say these words. There's a bright sun somewhere. And you know, those of you that know the brother Lagan, y'all know that it's good to give flowers while they yet live. And I'm singing this for brother Lagan right now, because he always makes songs for different occasions. And me, just thinking about the condition that the world is in, there's so many different denominations. But way back in time, a long time ago, he made a song that served that purpose when he stepped up to the microphone and he would say, "None but the right." Sometimes I often hear the brother Lagan sing when he would stand behind every dark cloud, the sun will shine. And in a song that he would sing shortly after he said those words that stayed on my mind, it always made me feel good when he kept the microphone and said, "Oh, I came to Jesus as I walk.
It was the Holy Ghost power. Good morning to you. We are right at about 10 minutes after the hour of 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time on a wonderful Sunday, and a special Sunday that is. To all of the men that is a father, I want to say happy Father's Day to you as we give God the glory, the praise, and the honor on this wonderful Sunday, June the 20th, 2021. Again, want to thank all of you, far and near, and those of you who are going to be getting out on the grill today, do the right thing. You know, please don't put no gas on the grill to light your fire. Get you some charcoals or, you know, do the right thing. You know, don't overdo it with the ribs and the pork chop, the spare ribs and the steaks and hot dogs, hamburgers, whatever you're going to be dropping on the grill. you know, just take your time and enjoy, all right? Well, look, got more music coming your way. I'm going to be right here with you till 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time here on the NFI Radio Gospel Network. Again, it's always my pleasure. I want you to know you can jump in and bump us at our website, nfiradio.com, or you can feel free to call in at 347-215-8049. That's the sounds of my good friend Doc McKenzie and the Gospel Highlights out of Lake City, South Carolina. Now, let's continue with more great gospel music on this Father's Day weekend. God bless you. Now, more music.
You know, it's one thing to praise God in the sunshine, but it's another to praise Him in the rain. The people of God need to know that God never sleeps nor slumbers. And if we continue to praise Him, He will bless us in the middle of our circumstances. There was a young brother in our service in Columbia, North Carolina, a few nights ago that had been diagnosed for heart trouble. And he wanted to testify. And when he began to testify, he told us that the legs that he was standing on were artificial. He touched my soul. When he raised his hand and began to give God the glory. Hallelujah, he touched me when he raised his hand and began to testify. These are the words that he said. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Oh, you God. I had no idea that I would ever get free, Lord, until one day you stopped by, Lord, and laid your hands on me. I can testify now, oh Lord. Oh, yeah. You bless me one more time. Yes, you did. Got to say one more thing, Carlos. How many of you have been down? I've been down so long. There was no place to go.
I found myself here. Anointed One.
Make it all right.
many contemporary songs they make. I love old school gospel.
I need a head clapping, foot stomping.
I need a church.
Church, for I can pray this name. Head clapping, foot stomping. Church, for I can pray this name. I've got to get to the altar to lead my burdens there. I need a church where I can pray.
Come on, hands.
Church, where I can pray this name.
Oh.
Hands clapping, foot stomping.
A church.
Church, where I can pray this name. I gotta get to the altar to lead my burdens down. I need a church where I can pray his name.
I need a church that don't mind praising the Lord. In a church, we all on one accord, but we dance and shout away from morning until day. Yeah,
I need a church where I can praise his name.
Oh, I need a church for the word of the Lord is. We all come together. Oh, how we gonna give? Sing, shout, praise all around. Yeah.
I need a church where I can pray.
Praise.
Yeah.
Oh. Come on.
Yeah. I need a church.
I need a church.
I need a church.
Lifting up the name of Jesus.
I need a church.
See, we're in that church.
I need a church.
I want to come along.
I really do.
Minutes after the hour, here's your girl, it's Sister Tasha Cobb Leonard, right here from the NFI studios on a beautiful Sunday. It's June the 20th, 2021. Good morning to you. It's the Anointed One.
Some days are better than others. I can be up and I'm down. But beyond my mistakes, I found me. grace, and this one thing will never change. You still love me in spite of me. Woo. You still chose me. Can it be? Every time, every song, you see it all, you see it all. You still love me, oh, in spite of me. In spite of me. Yeah, I'm stubborn at heart.
You're tuned into the Stellar Award-winning internet radio station.
You're at the right place at the right time.
The NFI coming to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina.
Hold up. Wait just a minute.
The anointed one.
than your radio.
Yo. Keep it locked right here.
Showcase fellowship inspired. Showcase fellowship inspired.
You are now in the mix with the smoothest DJ on the planet.
You're listening to the Anointed One.
Get around and do your cheat. Tell them the God was good.
forget Papa Williams. Tell Pop Harry Watkins, one of their babies is about to sing. Clara Wall and Archie Brownlee, but the thing I'm gonna leave you in the hand of the Lord. Everybody was having a good time, singing and praying, preaching all around. That was Reverend Dave Cleveland telling Robert Bland, go get J.C. Smith, go and tell Little Chuck and the Violet Lass, they're about to sing. Oh, let me tell you, it will all be over, Lord, after a while. And then Ed Smith said, we gonna build a workshop all across the nation, like, where everybody can get together and praise the Lord. There was hard Christian, there was big things, telling me they are born to go get Paul Peter. Tell everybody we gonna have a good time, singing and praying, preaching all around. There were so many other names I can't recall. I remember them things.
Who taught the sun where to stand in morning? And who told the ocean you can only come this far? Yeah. And who showed the moon where to hide till evening? Who the words alone can catch a falling star?
Let all creatures Spoken, and I agree. My breakthrough is here. Let's get that. Let's get that. All over the world, we want to sing this over you. Let me hear you say. Just sing it out.
6 minutes before the top of the hour. That's Israel New Breeze right here from the NFI Radio Gospel Network. We're live here in Raleigh, North Carolina. Again, my pleasure. I'm your host, the Anointed One. And once again, happy Father's Day to all of you fathers that are celebrating Father's Day today. If you're going to be getting out, certainly be safe out there and, you know, just do the right thing and enjoy yourself. Don't eat too much. And look now, if you have some leftovers and, you know, you're not far from the station here in Raleigh, look, just give us a call and we'll be glad to take a rib. Some of them beef ribs, even if you want to drop a T-bone steak, we'll make it work, huh? I'll be glad to take it. And don't forget the greens to go along with it and that sweet potato pie. Good. Yeah, it's good. I know that's right. Well, look, enjoy yourself again, and I want to send my love out to each and every one right here that's listening this Sunday morning, and thank all of you again. We are right at about 4 minutes to the top of the hour of 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Coming up around 10 a.m. this morning, live will be Pastor Cecil Wilson, pastor of the True Community Church in Silas City, North Carolina. He'll be coming forth with the Word of God, and we will be back with more great gospel music right after he comes forth with the Word of God. And I believe he'll be from 10 to 10:30 and back with more music. All right, well, look, we're going to do this. We're going to get back with some more music. Now, look, feel free to give us a call for your request on this Father's Day weekend, 347-215-8049. We're keeping it live right here from the NFI. Now, back with more music.
No money. Anybody like that? Anybody ever been that way? A lot of my friends, thought that was so funny. But I'm so glad today that I can stand right here and say, can I get a witness in here that the Lord? Anybody in this building know he's been good? Anybody in this building know he's been good? Anybody in this building know he's been good? I know he's been good to me, y'all. Now, those of you that come from a poor family, and you know God brought you, I just want you to lift your voice and just scream one time. Come from a poor family, we didn't have a, but the Lord been good to me. Come from a poor family, we didn't have a, but the Lord been good to me. Come from a poor family, sure didn't have a, but the Lord been good to me. Oh, I didn't have no money. A lot of my friends thought that was funny. Oh, but I'm so glad today that I can stand right here and say that the Lord's been good to me. I don't know about y'all, but we were raised in a shack, y'all. Sometimes told was then that we put on our back. Mama and Daddy, they done the best they could. They always told me, son, always be good. Out of all the things that I've done in life, I know that the Lord's been good to me. Oh, he's been good.
You've been good.
Oh, Lord.
You've been good to me.
How many know he's been good?
Been good.
Oh, I
done for me. First of all, how many poor folks that come from a poor family out there? Those of you that know God brought you, let me hear you say yes. I'm going to name a few things that he done for me. Just a few. And if he did the same thing for you, I just want you to scream, yeah, as loud as you can. Can I tell you what he done for me? Let me tell you. Let me tell you what it is.
Shoes on my feet. Shoes on my feet. Shoes on my feet. Clothes on my back.
The Anointed One.
I'm not.
expecting a move of God, anticipating a move of God, releasing faith for a move of God in this place. Anybody else, sing it with me.
I'm expecting a move of God,
anticipating
a move of God. Releasing faith for my miracle in this place. I'm releasing my faith for everything that you have for me. My God has prepared for us. Get ready. He's able. He's still able, church.
Come on.
pleasures have been hard on me. I've been dealing with sickness in my family. My mama been real sick, and sometimes we cry. But he brought us this far, so hallelujah anyhow. Come on, let's sing it. Sing it on the mountain. Oh, let's sing it.
Praise the Lord, you're waiting, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Somebody help me.
To me, we are approaching right at about 15 minutes after 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time on a beautiful Sunday, June the 20th, 2021. Again, want to thank all of you so much for catching the wave. We are your number one quartet and contemporary Christian station in the world. That's my man. Well, both of you guys are awesome and amazing. That was the sounds of the one and only Grammy and Stellar Award winner, and I believe both of them have received Grammy and Stellar. That was Harvey Watkin Jr. along with Pastor Al Green. That's right, doing a duet together right here from the NFI studio. Sound pretty good, huh? Al, come on in there and just go ahead and, you know, spice it on up. All right, Brother Al. All right, well, look. Once again, want to thank all of you for catching the wave. Today is Father's Day, and many of you are celebrating it in various ways with the family and those of you that you love, and you are going back to show your love towards them, huh? So we say to all of you from the staff here from the NFI studios, I want to wish all of the fathers a happy Father's Day. All right, well, look, we're going to continue with more great gospel music. Today's weather forecast here in the capital city of Raleigh, North Carolina, is expected to get up the highs of about 83 degrees. All right, thank you for catching the wave. Now, let's get back with more great gospel music here from the NFI studios in Raleigh, North Carolina.
You
good
know,
morning,
Jay. I'm excited about this one. I told you.
Oh, yeah.
Because I got some special guests.
Yes, you did.
The incomparable Jay Moss.
Yeah.
And my son, Lil Brown.
Y'all ready? When you feel like life is over, no need to panic, don't lose your composure. He will never leave you. No one will protect you. Give it to him. He will help you navigate through all your problems. When you feel like life is over, no need to panic, don't lose your composure. Take it,
yeah.
Give it to him. He will help you navigate through all your troubles.
Can't he
Magicians, we just put magic into our music.
testifying. He will. Didn't look like I was gonna make it, but he made a way.
In a world of choices and so many voices. Seems so hard for me to journey on. But when I look back over my life, I can clearly see that you
myself, Lord, help me be a little more like mercy.
Know that's right. Come on, come on, give God a hand praise. Tell him glory this morning, huh? I feel good. I don't know about you. And again, that's the sounds of Zach Williams right here from the NFI Studios, Raleigh, North Carolina, your number one gorgeous and contemporary Christian station in the world. We are approaching right at 15 minutes to the top of the hour of 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, and I want you to stay right where you are. Don't move that dial. Stay right here on the NFI. And you can feel free to call in anytime right here, 347-215-8049, or you can bump us on our website at nfiradio.com. That's nfiradio.com. Keeping it live right here, taking you to the evening drive from the NFI Studios. Don't move the dial. Like I said, coming up right here within the next 15 minutes is that awesome preacher, teacher, man of God, Pastor Cecil Wilson out of Silas City, North Carolina. And those of you been locking in around the world from all different cities and countries, we certainly thank all of you. And this man of God is going to come forth this morning right at the top of the hour, 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. And you do not want to miss him as he come forth. Now, those of you been listening to him, you know he bring forth the word of God line upon line, precept upon precept. And as I always say, don't forget what he shares with you. All right, so make sure you have your pencil and pen out just in case you want to take some notes, because he's going to come forth with some great teaching. He's a teacher, preacher, and an awesome man of God. And he's coming forth right here at the top of the hour. Now, let's continue with more of the very best in gospel music. Happy Father's Day to you one more time. Hello, somebody.
Yeah. Tuesday. Said I woke up to the summer shining through. Calling all my friends, asking what's the move. Feeling a little different, I'm on something new.
Today,
I ain't gonna let no clouds get in my way. The only road I'm walking is the one I pick. Catch me sitting in the sun, no top of shade.
Today,
this is the day that the Lord has made.
Ooh. and I ain't gonna let it slip away. I'm gonna be joyful. Yes, I am. Yes, I am. I'm gonna be joyful. Today. I'm gonna be joyful. Ooh, I'm gonna be I got the feeling that you get when you get new kicks. Bell ringing on the last day of singing, yeah. High fiving everybody, but we out of here.
Today.
So fast, life comes and goes. Make it last, best slow your road. They don't take it as a choice, but you gotta know that today's the day. This is the day that the Lord has made. And I ain't gonna let it slip away, nah. I'm gonna be joyful. I got the joy down in my heart, down in my heart, down in my heart. I got the J-O-Y down in my heart, down in my heart, down in my heart. I got the joy, down in my heart. Today, today, I'm gonna be joyful. I'm gonna be joyful.
But Daddy always told me, hold your head up high. It's just one moment in all the time. If you can't see it, just close your eyes and believe it. It's all the sky. So keep on keeping on till the walls come down. Reaching higher till your feet don't touch the ground. Hear the power of praise flowing out your mouth. Let me hear you. If you need freedom, up to the sky. This hope is waiting on the other side. Sing hallelujah, by and by. Don't stop it walking. You were made to fly. Mama always showed me. Your head shines, it'll be alright. Just keep knocking and we shall find. So keep on keeping on till the walls come down. Reaching higher till your feet don't touch the ground. With the power of praise calling out your mouth, let me hear you. If you need freedom, stop it walking.
8 minutes before the top of the hour of 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. And that lady there, Miss Dolly Parton, right here from the NFI Radio Gospel Network. The next voice you hear right after this song will be Pastor Cecil Wilson, pastor of the True Community Church out of Silas City, North Carolina, already in progress. So as we enter into Pastor Wilson coming forth, let's worship and praise the Lord.
Oh God of wonders, your power has no end. The things you've done before in greater measure, you will do again. Cause there's no prison wall you can't break through, no mountain you can't move, all things are possible. There's no broken body you can't raise, no soul you can't save, all things are possible. The darkest night, you can light it up.
Oh God, I'm revival, pour it out, pour it out. Christ on the cross. Hear the changes of sound. O God of the eye,
Pastor Wilson, you're on the air.
Praise the Lord. Good morning to you. God bless you. Amen. Amen. This is another day's journey. And Lord, we just say thank you. Thank you. We're just thankful for the sunshine. And yes, it's raining this morning. And we still say thank you and say that all things give thanks unto the Lord. Well, happy Father's Day to all of you. Happy Father's Day. Amen. Amen. Happy Father's Day. That's right. The day when the men get their necktie, get a handkerchief, that's right, get a set of tools, a pair of pliers and wrench, and a fancy drill. That's right. That's right. Amen. Happy Father's Day. Well, what about giving them this time, giving them a zero-turn lawnmower? How about that? Zero-turn lawnmower. That's right. Amen. Well, we'll continue in our series, The Spirit of Faith, and which was taken from 2 Corinthians, the 4th chapter, the 13th verse. We have in the same spirit of faith, according as it is written, I believe, and therefore have I spoken, and we also believe, and therefore we speak. Amen. And so today we're going to the book of James. You can go ahead now. Book of James over in the New Testament is just behind the book of Hebrews, the book of James. Going to James, the 1st chapter and the 8th verse. James 1 and 8. Amen. That's where we'll be going today, and that's where our text will be taken. Amen. 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 We're just thankful for, we just want to say as we pray this morning, we want to include truck drivers. Truck drivers have been on my mind and in my spirit for the last two Sundays, and it's come up to pray for the truck drivers. And, we're going to pray for truck drivers. They are, they never stop doing all the things that were going on last year. The truck drivers had to keep rolling and keep bringing the goods and the things that we needed to us. And we just thank God for them, and we're praying that God would keep them covered under the precious blood of Jesus, and keep a hedge around them. Amen. Keep them awake. Amen. Keep them safe. Amen. And return them back home safe and sound. Amen. Keep their mind on the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. And we're praying for them and everyone else this morning. Good morning to the NFI Radio Gospel listeners, radio network all around the world. I mean, I'm just looking at the numbers, and, you know, it's pushing towards 100,000 now. Amen. Way over past 90,000, pushing towards 100,000 regular registered listeners. We don't know how many. I don't know right now how many is listening to us at this exact moment. But we know that the stats tell us that a certain percentage and thousands are listening right this moment. And we welcome you, amen, to the Word of God. I'm Pastor Cecil Wilson with True Community Church, and we're located here in Siler City in the middle, in the exact geographical middle of the state of North Carolina. Well, I think you all have time now to get over to the book of James, the first chapter, in the 8th verse. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, God Almighty, we just thank you, Lord, for what you're doing. And we invoke your Holy Spirit now to come and take charge and touch and anoint everything that we're using this morning. Touch our bodies, Lord. Strengthen us. Speak, Lord, through this vessel, that the word that you have, your people that are here today, touch, Lord. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus. Somebody need a word from the Lord. Somebody need a touch. And Lord, we're praying for truck drivers. We're praying for all kind of drivers. We're praying for the people as they go in and coming out. Amen. Keep us all covered. And we're praying that the storm stay away in the name of Jesus. We are speaking to the storm. Be still and go away from here and cause no harm in the name of Jesus. We welcome the rain and amen. We're praying that the storm cause no harm. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Holy Spirit, lead and guide. Somebody said amen. Well, we're in the subject in the series, The Spirit of Faith. And we'll look at James, the first chapter and the 8th verse. And it says, a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. Did you hear that? A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. And by the way, when we see the word man in many of the places here today, we are talking about mankind, human beings. It's talking about all of us, okay? Amen. Amen. But there will be some things that's going to be specifically for the men and for the fathers. Amen. And another version of that same scripture says, for being as he is, a man of two minds, hesitating, can't decide, he is unstable and unreliable and uncertain about everything he thinks and feels. A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. I want to use for a subject this morning, a double-minded spirit. A double-minded spirit. There can be a number of reasons causing one to be double-minded. Neglecting to assemble together with other true believers can lead to a double-mindedness of all of us. Being separated from the church of believers is dangerous for a believer. That's right. That's why he said, forsake not the assembly of the saints. And I believe another cause of double-mindedness is a lack of understanding of the Word of God. And that's why we try to teach the Word of God. In the book of James, the book of James here is written by one of the 12 apostles and by the half-brother of Jesus. That's right. And what James has in mind in his writing here is warning against double-mindedness. See, double-mindedness is knowing God's law and God's word and intentionally undermining or weakening it. And then turn around on the other hand and try to justify the behavior of doing it. Saying things like, yeah, it's God's holy and inspired word, but, you know, you really don't have to go by it. And then later on, tell that same person, after this same person began to get on your nerve and you want to put the word on them now, now you're going to turn around and tell the same person, well, you know, you need to do better. You need to give God some of your time. You need to read God's word. And see, that's a double-minded spirit. And people want to do what they have always did, but yet expect different results. And if you're looking for a word from God for a new vision, that's right, then you'll need to spend some time with God and talk to him. You know, you can talk to God in prayer. Prayer is a conversation with God. You don't have to be screaming. You don't have to be yelling. You don't have to be cut flip. Just talk natural to God just like you talk to your next door neighbor. That's right. And you don't have to try to learn how to pray. So some people say, well, I don't know how to pray like this. You don't have to pray like that. Just talk to God. Riding down the road, say, God, I want you to be with me now. I know you got this. And just talk to him. Prayer is a conversation or a dialogue between two individuals, between you and God. And if God don't reveal everything to you, who do you think is the closest or the next one he'll reveal it to? It'll be your helpmate. That's right. Back over to Genesis, the book of Genesis. Remember he said, the Lord God said, it's not good for man to be alone. I will make you a helper suitable just for him. And when God sends you a helpmate, it's not fair now to the helpmate to have to deal with a double-minded person. Are y'all praying with Pastor this morning? And by the way, in discussing this series, Spirit of Faith, faith is not about holding out and praying long enough. If you can hold out and pray long enough, that's showing that you have faith. No, it's not. That's good to do, but it's not. Faith is believing and then acting on what that faith is in real time. I'm talking about right the moment you pray, you got to act on it, believe it, and receive it right that moment. Don't wait till next week. Don't wait till tomorrow. You got to act on it, believe it, and receive it right then. That's right. That's the faith. And that's the faith, believing and then acting on it. And so you can't talk about it. You have to walk about it and do it. God did it before, and he's the same God who can do it again. What he's done for others, he can do the same for you. His promise is still standing, and great is his faithfulness. And just this morning, receive a testimony that came in from someone who has listened to our broadcast service a couple of times over the year. And he had a heart surgery about a month ago and just wasn't improving as he thought he should be at this point. And he remembered the church, and we have been in a special prayer room for him for the last 2 weeks or so. And the Holy Spirit said a few days back, he told me, send him a message on faith and all the scriptures dealing with faith and show him how to use his faith. And this morning, he sent me this text this morning just before I went on the air. And that's why I was a little pausing or hesitant coming on the air. I was going over it. And so this is what it said. And I'll just read it word for word of what he just texted. Amen this morning. Thank you, Pastor. Please share with your congregation today that prayer works and their praying for me has made so much difference. As of now, I have improved a lot. I feel better. I'm stronger than I was just a week ago, and I credit it to the corporate prayer of your church. You guys are a serious blessing in my life. Praise the Lord. To God gets all the glory. And just like the lady with issue of blood, listen, your faith has made you whole. Amen. God has already done it. And all we need to do is step out on faith and believe it and receive it. Amen. Somebody tell God, thank you. And another one of our listeners, one of our new listeners, wrote to us about having the spirit of faith. That's right. She wrote to us, wrote us a long letter. And I've been asking y'all to write to us. And she wrote us a letter, and there's a certain job she wanted. She wanted to transfer from one job over to another company, and this is the job she wanted. And she really wants this job. She's been praying to God. She's been listening to the messages of Sunday, and she's been acting on them every Sunday. Whatever has been preached and taught, she tried that next week. And that's what you need to do. That's right. Don't be just hearing it. Don't just be hearers of the word. You got to become doers of the word. Amen. And you know what? She went to that interview. And she informed us that when the interview was over, and she told the manager, said, listen, you go ahead and do what you need to do, check out what you need to check out, whatever it is, But the job is mine. And I want to know when do I start, you know? And the manager was saying, well, you know, I wish you to interview just a little bit better. There's a couple of things I wish you this. She said, listen, I know what to do. And if it's something I'm lacking, I know how to look it up in a book or a manual. And I know how to do the job. I've already been doing it somewhere else. When do I start? Because the job is mine. Why? She said, because God told me it's going to be mine, and he have agreed with me, and I have the faith in this man. You know what? That's what we got to do. We got to have the faith, and then we got to act upon it. We got to believe it now, the moment it is. And guess what? She has sent us a word this week and said, Pastor, she's already calling me Pastor, so we are receiving her as one of our new members. Amen. And she said, guess what? I got the job. Tell God, thank you this morning. And I tell you, these people, what they do, they believe, they took it. That's right. They took their blessing. That's right. They took it, and they received it. They forgave in their heart and cleared everything, people, and they acted on praise and thanksgiving and went on about their business, and they know it shall be done. They declare and decree it. That's what you got to do. And you know, this morning, you know, on this Father's Day, and I know some of us, all of us, our fathers are not with us now. My father's not with me. He's been gone a long time. But if your father's with you, reach out to your father today, regardless if he's been in your life or not. You know what? You don't know whether he's been trying to get up enough nerve to break the ice and to talk to you and sell everything, you know, but he's feeling like you won't accept him now. And that if he'll just show up or call you, he'll just make the situation worse. And so what he do? He just stay away. And so the hurt continues on both sides. And so what good does it do to keep holding that on and won't forgive and both of you hurting? And so, you know, only one that's winning out of all of that situation and all of that hurt is the devil himself. Now, you got to use your faith and break this bondage over your family and break that generational curse of hurt and shame. And the enemy owes you a lot. That's right. The enemy owes you and your family a whole lot. That's right. You need to go ahead and turn in your invoice. That's right. And get reimbursed with interest on everything the devil has stole from you. I tell you, he's stolen your relationship. He stole your love that you could have. He stole your past. Now start a newness in life. That's right, with the spirit of faith and be set free. And who Jesus set free is free indeed. I tell you, faith reaches beyond earth and over into a spiritual realm to provide the right attitude and emotions for us to forgive. Now, don't measure or react to your emotions or your feelings. That's what got us in trouble to start with. That's what caused all this hurt to start with, is someone's feelings. Perhaps the father had a bad childhood during his younger age, and you know what? He never talked to you about that. And so you going around thinking it's your fault, it's something about you, when it's really something that happened in his life before you ever came into the picture. And so both of you have been damaged. And usually who end up being hurt the most and damaged the most out of all of us are the children. And so we got to begin to overcome this. And how do you overcome this? There need to be a talk with our God who are in heaven. That's right. Our Father who art in heaven. That's the Father right there. Who art in heaven. Hallowed be thy name. And someone right now need to shout out to heaven and say, it's not my mother, it's not my father, but it's me, O Lord. Standing in the need of some prayer, standing in the need of a Savior. I need you, oh Lord, every hour, every minute, every second, Lord, I need you right away. I need to be born again. And yes, I need to get some love and some peace that's beyond all understanding so I can move forward with faith. Amen. Many times, Father doesn't know what to do as a father. Perhaps he didn't have a close relationship with his father, and so therefore he doesn't have a blueprint to go by. Parents or grandparents, we both, you know, you both are raising children, and it's very important now. Listen to me. It's very important for the children to see both of you in fellowship and love and good conversations and they need to see expressions of love inside of the house. And you are actually teaching, and you're training when you don't even say to them, they sit down and listen to this. That's right. Listen, these children are visual. They go by what they see more than anything else. Now, moms, listen to me now. Please, please don't put the father down in front of your children. And I know you've been saying things like that old, that no good man and so forth and all that. And, you know, you might not mean any harm, but you are programming that child to disrespect and hate their father, and they end up hating the whole society because they've been hurt. And remember, someone looked beyond your fault. And especially Almighty God, he looked beyond your fault and saw your need. In the book of Amos, the scripture says, how can two walk together unless they agree? That's right. And you know, it rings more true today than ever before. Now, we want to talk through life together miserably, but we need to walk together. We need to walk with God together. And a marriage where two walk separately, it's not a marriage like God intended for it to be. Because what did he say? He said, if two touch and agree, then I come and be in the midst. Ooh, that, boy, you're talking about some dunamis power. What would make it so much easier is when we have someone to walk this faith journey with us. That's right. And someone who believes in you enough to sacrifice with you. That's right. Through the bad times and the good times, they'll be right there with you. Perhaps you can have someone that will work a 9-to-5 job that has the benefit while you concentrate on a dream and a plan that God may have given you in a totally different direction. It's much better when your body is not exhausted and tired and your mind is clear to think and meditate, to pray, and walk with the architect of the universe. That's right. And God will show you some things with your family. This may be a business trying to start. And so you all got to work it out. Okay, while one work and get the benefits, the other one can concentrate on this, starting this new business. See, you bring whatever you harvest, and then you go on. You got to learn how to work together. You got to bring what you harvest into your storehouse. That's right, have a storehouse. And you bring both of you, bring it all to the storehouse. Your children, bring it all to the storehouse. And the one believing with you, bring everything they have. So, and good, you both have more. The whole family have more, and you have it in a storehouse. Then you bring God's spirit, full anointing, into the equation, and watch and see, don't the harvest multiply greatly. And you will be the more encouraged to go forward with your God-given dream. It will strengthen you mentally, spiritually, to go on and do like the old folks said, I think I'll go on and see what the end is going to be. Well, you may say, preacher, I don't have anyone to partner with. Well, then you partner directly with the church. Have the church as your faith partner. And I know it's hard out here, but God didn't say to us, for us to do everything alone. And say our job is to believe it and speak it. And faith is the vehicle to carry it through. See, faith is not leaning on the shovel, waiting for God to dig the hole. Did you hear me? Faith is not leaning on the shovel. It's waiting on us to pick up the shovel and use it. Amen. Somebody shout Jesus. See religion will have you serving a rich God and you walking around broke all the time. See, but the word of God, I'm talking about something beyond religion. I'm talking about, that's right, the true word of God, the spirit of God. The word of God and the spirit of faith, we serve a rich God who do not want us broke. Don't want us broke, busted, and depressed. Look at the word he said. He said, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Amen. Do I have a witness this morning that somebody, let me call on Apostle Paul. Apostle Paul said, I know how to live with and I know how to live without. I know how to get along and live humbly in difficult times. And I also know how to enjoy abundance and live in prosperity. And in any and every circumstance, I have learned the secret of facing life, whether I'm well-fed, going hungry, whether having an abundance or standing in need. The Apostle Paul said, I can do all things through Christ who strengthened me. So we have brought God, what we have done too many times has brought God down to a low level of our belief. When he was waiting on us to bring our mind and our faith up to his level of riches and blessings. Somebody better reach higher. You better reach up towards the sky. That's right. Reach higher. Hallelujah. We need to make up our mind. And there should be a clear difference between us and the world. But it seems like it's getting harder to see who is the believer and who is the unbeliever. Who is of evil and who is of good. Who believes and who is walking in fear. In other words, too many double-minded. And God wants us to be in a place of influence. And therefore, he wants to have enough so the light is shining so bright. That's right. And he can use it for a showcase. Hallelujah. Somebody shout out, use me, Lord. And so the word said, men may see the good works and what? Glorify our Father who art in heaven. God can receive some glory out of your life. But we worry and we run so much in fear now until we worry our blessings and our rightful place right out the door. Oh, man. Boy, over in Philippians, it says, be careful for nothing. Don't worry or have anxiety about anything. But in everything or in every circumstance, by prayer and supplication, in other words, make your definite request with thanksgiving. Let your request be known to God. That's right. And that peace that transcends all understanding, passes all understanding, shall keep and guard over you, over your heart and mind in Christ. We got to have a mind of Christ. And so your past may not have been as great, but the word of God tells us, though thy beginning was small, your latter and should be your latter end should greatly increase. In the book of Job, it says this, though my beginning was small, yet your latter end should greatly increase. And if your increase is not happening, you need to check to make sure you are not double-minded, because double-minded can hold up some blessings. And we take into a relationship so much of our past, and our children have to deal with a past that they know nothing about and didn't even have anything to do with. Listen to me now. You might mess up, but God already know we're going to mess up, and because we are of a human nature. But after we mess up, confess up to God and get on up. That's right. Because God will forgive, and when he forgives, he forgets. That's right. You can't keep confessing to man, because man is going to keep you in bondage. Confess to God. Empty out to God. That's why you don't quite feel fulfilled yet, because you haven't talked to God about it. And get it straight with him, because the God that we serve is a God who saves, and he's a God who forgives. And he's a God who forget and erase it as if it's never been there. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. God did not create us a double mind. That's right. That we would not create a double mind. And somebody tell God, thank you for that. Amen. But he could have filled us with a worldly spirit, a spirit full of nothing but the world. But God filled us. Listen to me now. But God filled us with himself. God filled us with himself, and God is not double-minded. He is the one who's living inside of us and with the power to overcome what the world has done to you. And now all you need to do is exercise some faith and receive your breakthrough I'm talking about right now. Been a long day or sleepless night. Expect something other than heartaches and pain. I want you to expect something right now other than disappointments and struggles all the time. Expect right now to have a spirit of faith that will move mountains in your life. Expect to have a mind of Christ. I mean, you are an overcomer. That's right. Your deliverance is coming to you right now. Oh, and you're going to soon see the physical manifestation of it. And now I need to warn you, be prepared for a little fight, but fight the good fight of faith. Over in Ephesians, the word says, We already been blessed with spiritual blessings given by the Holy Spirit in heavenly places. Don't have to pray to be blessed. Listen, folks, we are already blessed. And I'm speaking, I'm going to declare and decree some over your life right now. And I want you to believe with me right now. I'm going to pray something over you in the name of Jesus. And as God's representative here on earth, I rebuke that double-minded spirit. And I rebuke that double pass, that trouble pass. And I release the spirit of faith and the righteousness of Almighty God and his grace and his mercy. And I release that the Holy Spirit of Almighty God to rest, rule, and abide with you and lead you and guide your thoughts, your mind, and your actions. See, there's a battle between your spirit and your flesh, and I command, and I want you to speak with me right now, talk to your flesh, command your flesh to obey you right now in the name of Jesus of Nazareth. Well, there's no, amen. Tell God thank you. Amen. There's so many men who would give anything for the church to reach out to them and accept them. But it's a shame that when he's been cast aside by society and perhaps family and friends, that the next one to turn against him is the church. And what if men in the church, what if other men in the church and those seasoned fathers who have already walked this journey will mentor and just have a good conversation of love with some of these new young fathers. Train them and teach them and just love them. Bring them in to be your brothers. What if the church, listen to me now, what if the church would invite them in love to a spirit of faith and invite them into the family of Jesus? If you find one in fault, the Bible says, ye who are spiritual are to restore him. But what if the church would introduce him to a spirit of faith and this family of Jesus and the word of God? We, the church, supposed to be the light. But you know what? The church is not good at doing this now because too many times the church is the one with a double mind. Oh, are y'all praying for pastors? Too many times these churches now are the ones with the double mind. Talking about where the doors of the church are open, whosoever will let them come. You know you don't mean it, because when they come in there, you're turning your nose up at them, that's right, you don't want to get close. You scared everybody. It's poison now, and you already didn't want certain people to start with. Now you think you got a good an excuse. And so now you are double-minded. And this is what a double mind is like. We've all may have seen it or been there at some point in our life, you know, saying some things like, well, I believe I'll do better. Listen now. I believe I'll do better. You've done this. I've done it. No, you know what? I'll do better later because I'm going out this weekend and next week. Because you know what? If I do better, they want to step me anyway, so what's the use? You know, and then some other times, you know, we've said things, I've heard people say, well, you know what, I think this is the right time for me to apply for that house I've been believing for. Yep, I think I'm going to do it. Now, let's go down Friday, let's go down to the bank, and we're going to put an application because I think this is our time to do it. And then when Friday comes, what do you do? Well, I don't think we'll go today. Now, you know, it's too much traffic out there. I don't want to be sitting up in a dealership half of the night. And, you know, I think we'll wait and go. See, that's double-minded. Having a spirit of fear is nothing but double-minded. And people are now so double-minded that they can't recognize the truth if it slaps them across the face. Don't even recognize the truth if it's printed up on the front windshield of the car. I mean, only going by what the social media says and the little sound bites. But they won't read and study to show thyself approved. They won't read and they won't learn to get to ask God for wisdom to show you the truth. What happened to all this discernment that all that everybody claimed they used to have at church? But they busy following the rest of the crowd, saying and doing what the crowd said and the world said. But God told you to go down that straight and that narrow path. It's not going to be many on that road. But that's the road you got to have. You got to walk with the Spirit of God. And so in our text here, look at James. Look at James, the first chapter. And if it says, if any of you is deficient in wisdom, let him ask for it, given God, who gives to everyone liberally and not grudgingly. And that's right. And he's not fault finding, and he will give it to you. The sixth verse. Only it must be in faith that he asks, with not wavering, no hesitating, no doubting. For the one who wavers or one who doubts is like the billowing surge out there on the sea, and they can be blown and tossed all around by the wind. The seventh verse. For truly, let not such a person imagine that he will receive anything, and let him understand that if he asks from the Lord. The eighth verse. For being as he is, a man that's of two minds, the unstable, unreliable, double-minded person. The ninth verse. Let the brother in humble circumstances glory in his elevation as a Christian. That's right. Call out the true riches and be an heir of God. That's right. We are heirs and joint heirs, amen, with the kingdom. And the rich person ought to glory for being and be humble. And the rich person now got to be humble. Like the flowers of the grass, he too can soon pass away. The 11th verse. For the sun comes up with a scorching heat and parches the grass. Its flower falls off and its beauty will fade away. And even so, the rich man, can the same thing can happen to him in the midst of his pursuits. Blessed, that's right, is the man who is patient under trial and stands up under temptation. For when he has stood the test, then approved, he will receive a crown of life, which God has promised to those who love him. Amen. Amen. Let no one say when he is tempted, I am tempted from God. Are you listening to me now? Too many folk walking around accusing God of doing all of these horrible things to people. It's like he's sitting up there and saying, well, let me see what I can do to cause a struggle and havoc on the people today. But that's not the God we serve. This 13th verse here says, let no one say that he is tempted or tempted from God, for God is incapable of being tempted by or causing evil on no one. Do you hear that? But every person is tempted when he is drawn away or enticed by his own evil desires, lust or passion. And then the evil desire, when it is conceived, it will give birth to sin. And sin, when it is fully matured, brings forth the death. Do not be misled, my beloved children. Amen, my beloved brethren. Well, we see now that the word of God is true. And the book of James tell us, that's right, to get rid of all this uncleanliness and this anger, and we need to promote some righteousness. That's right, and we need to be doers of the word. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever shall believe in him, though he was dead, yeah, though he perished, but yet shall he live again. And our spirit, did you know our spirit never died? Once that spirit was released from heaven and put into that baby, that spirit never died. The body will decay and go away and die, but that spirit lives forever. That's why it's important. Where will your spirit, that's right, where will your spirit serve and in eternity? Because it's going to be somewhere. Will it be in heaven or will it be in hell? And too many people act like they are a salesman for the devil. They like they preaching hell to everybody. And all they're talking and putting people in hell. We supposed to be selling Jesus. We supposed to be selling this gospel. Because the gospel is the good. That's right. He was buried. He arose, has all power in hand. And that gospel, that belief in that gospel, that's right. They give us the power. That's the hope that we have. And now we're on a period of grace and mercy. Well, in closing, my time is gone. In closing, listen. Preach and teach about a hell, and you never come behind that and give them the word of God. You did never show them the light of day. You didn't show them Jesus. The church is supposed to save the lost, heal the sick, raise the dead, cast out devils, freely receive and freely give. teaching and preaching the word of God. Equip for tomorrow. Equip the people for tomorrow's challenges, Jesus the Christ. Amen. Beloved, he said in his word, beloved, I wish above all things that you may prosper and be in good health. And even as thy soul, your mind, will, and emotion prosper. And see, God wants us to prosper and be in good health. Why? Why would he want this? Because his son died so that we can have those benefits and so we can be a light in dark places of this world. We may be the only Jesus that people around you will ever see or know. People are watching you. Who would they see? Would they see Jesus in you? Or would they see a double-minded person? Remember now, back when you decided and you really made up your mind to not to listen to the naysayers no more, when you're going to walk away from that thing that was over you, amen, and do you remember when you walked away from that? On that day, you decided to move forward with a part of your idea, your dream, and the plan and purpose God had for your life. And don't go back. Continue to go forward. Stand on the promises of God. God is standing there with his arms wide open. That's right. He's standing at every intersection, waiting on to. That's right. Hold your hand if you need to, or wave and encourage you to keep going on. You're on the right road now. Amen. Jesus said we cannot serve two masters. We will love one and hate the other. We can't be a double agent. That's right, taking up for the world and on one breath and on the other breath you're taking up for God and people don't know, you know, who do you stand for? Can't decide on anything. Don't want to stand for anything. Listen, if you don't stand for something, you'll fall for anything. Don't be double-minded. Let the word of God, I tell you, we thank God for his word. Perhaps there's one who want to yell out, so what must I do to be saved? All you do is preach. It's very simple. Just believe in your heart. Stop talking about and worrying about what you did last night or this morning. Right this moment, say, Jesus, I accept you as my Lord and Savior. Come into my heart. Take over my life. Lead and guide me. Be the Savior, my Lord over my life. I'm going to follow you. Anything that I want to do, anything I think about, I'm going to check with you first. You're the Lord of my life. I believe in your gospel. I believe you're the Son of God. You died. You were buried. You rose. And you, my Savior, you're coming again. And I accept you in Jesus' name. Amen. It's just that simple. Just do it by faith. And God knows your heart. And he knows your attention. Listen, if you want more information on this ministry, go to our website, truecommunitychurch.com. Or you can call us at area code 919-214-9988. Or do like the listener did, write to us at True Community Church, Post Office Box 158, Siler City, North Carolina. And the zip code is 27344. Happy Father's Day. God bless you. Go on out to eat. Go ahead and get that new necktie and that handkerchief. Amen. Listen, here's our closing song. God did it before, and he can do it again. God bless you. I need your touch.
once again. And you are my king. Oh, yes, you are. I need your deliverance, Lord. Once again, Lord. Oh, 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 yes, I do. You are my Lord. And you are. I need your deliverance once again. Oh, 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 touch me,
touch me,
anoint me, Jesus,
anoint me.
Oh, oh, oh.
I need your touch,
Lord. Well, I need it, Jesus, every. I need your touch. Oh, 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 oh. Hold me.
Hold me.
Take me, Jesus.
Take me.
Oh, 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 oh.
I need your touch.
Oh, touch, Lord. Yeah. I need a Jesus. Every day long. I need your touch. The midnight hour, Jesus, I'm down on my knees and
I need
you
your
touch once again. Well, I'm calling, I'm calling, I'm calling, I'm calling. It's right now, I know, Lord, yeah. Touch me, Lord, once again. I'm down on my knees, Jesus. I'm begging, Lord. Touch me, Lord, once again. I feel like that old blind man, Jesus. Sitting on the wayside, Lord, and I need your touch once again. Would you say it, say it, say it, say it, say it.
I need your touch,
Lord, Lord, once again. Well,
I need your touch.
You've been listening to Pastor Cecil Wilson, pastor of the True Community Church out of Silas City, North Carolina, on this wonderful Father's Day, as we give God the praise, the glory, and the honor. And thank you so much for joining the True Community Church right here this Sunday. Be sure to tune in every Sunday at 10 a.m. to 10:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Would you renew me, Jesus? Would you turn me around?
I need your touch.
Love me, Lord, once again. Would you say it for the last time now?
Somebody ought to be shouting glory. Somebody ought to be shouting hallelujah. Hallelujah anyhow, huh? If you can't say a word, just wave your hand. Tell God thank you right where you are. You don't have to walk through the church doors. You can have church right where you are. And I believe on this Sunday morning, Pastor Wilson emptied out and wonderful teaching. I mean, he broke it down. He gave some testimonies. And you know, he brought forth the teaching and the word of God, line upon line, precept upon precept. And what a time we've had. Now, if you're taking notes, go back over them next week, because you're going to need them, because the enemy is going to definitely come to try to steal your joy. You heard him speak about faith. You heard the man talk about prayer and how prayer changed things. And he took it a little bit further and let you know that even though those may, that you know, may turn their back and walk away from you, but God will never leave you nor forsake you. He never seen seed begging for bread. So you don't have to beg for anything. All you can do is just believe and walk by faith. And as you continue to walk by faith, as he's been bringing forth, talking about faith today, an illustration of what faith can do, is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Pastor Wilson, God bless you, because, you know, I mean, look, if someone is down today, it's because their faith is down. But if your faith is up, then you can go higher, higher, and higher. Here's the sounds of Crowder. God bless you. Love all of you. Happy Father's Day, fathers. Thank you for catching the wave.
I felt fire from above. makes a man. Break him down to his knees. God, I've been broken more than a time or two before. Then he picked me up and showed me what it means to be a man. Come on and sing.
I've been